Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. It is the only way that we all win. Seriously, right? I mean, the only way that we win. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. I keep putting it out there, and again, if you're not properly informed, don't try to stay in the fight. Get your information, and then go for it. I'm telling you, you'll make it. If you're well informed, you will make a difference. I guarantee it. Anyway, give the legal helpline a try if you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident. Or you were injured at work even, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Find out today for free what kind of compensation you might be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now, 800-299-9081, 800-299-9081. That's 800-299-9081. If you've been involved in an accident, you had a problem, give them a holler, can't hurt. Seriously, all they can tell you is, now you got nothing, or, hey, we can work with this. Got nothing to lose. You're getting informed. All right, there you go. A Blue State Teacher of the Year. Now, notice I said Blue State, right? Because they like doing it to us, so I'm doing it to them now. Blue State Teacher of the Year faces 150 years in prison for something extremely disgusting, right? And you wonder why we question these public-run schools. We've known for years that they're open socialist propaganda. Now, again, let me be clear about something here. Not every teacher in these schools. I know some of them. They're really, really good people. So not every teacher in these schools is like this, subscribes to this, feels this way, okay? Just so we're clear. Because I've had people say, why do you paint with a broad brush? Well, I don't mean to. But the majority of what I'm saying is true for the majority of the people involved in what I'm talking about. But you got teachers that love their kids more than they do their ideology. They love their kids. And I know some people say, look, don't call them their kids. Well, they are their kids. Right? I mean, when Tammy and I had a company years ago, they weren't our employees. They were our family. We got close to these people. We knew they were relying on us just like we were relying on them. And many, many, many teachers out there really do care about their kids. They are their kids. They would protect those kids with their lives like they would their own flesh and blood. And there are some, when they say it's their kids, should send a shudder up your spine. Seriously. Anyway. In Jaclyn, Massachusetts, a sixth grade school teacher who was once crowned Teacher of the Year She went, this woman was such a great educator, they said. She deserved that title. Until she was arrested on child porn charges. The court let her out on bail, so they had to arrest her again, right? Why? Because she did it again. It's just amazing. She was hit with 3 felony counts of lewd and lascivious acts with a child and 3 felony counts of oral copulation. The California teacher had been bailed out of jail. She was then, what? Rearrested the next day. It just doesn't stop, right? The San Diego County District Attorney's Office revealed charges against a 6th grade teacher regarding sexual abuse on another victim. She was arrested over sexual exploitation, lewd acts, and more. Now, despite the gravity of the charges against her, she was bailed out of jail. This stuff never stops with these people. I could do story after story, day after day, hour after hour, on stories about teachers sexually assaulting kids in school or having sex with their students. This time the court was smart enough to hold her without bail. She shouldn't have been released in the first place. If she's convicted, she faces a maximum of 150 years in prison. Right? Because what you're hearing more and more and more, it wasn't just one act. This is very serious. It makes us wonder, how on earth are these people becoming teachers to begin with? Right? And some people blaming the public schools themselves, you shouldn't. You really shouldn't. Because there are checks that you're supposed to go through to hire these teachers. You can't hire them without these checks being done. Where are the checks coming from? How do we know whether they're true or not? Is everything being reported? And I can tell you some horror stories about teachers to get through the system because they play the game. They play the law to the T. You know, I know the story of a teacher that actually was online trying to find a teacher now. Trying to find a young girl to have sex with him. Now, he, quote-unquote, found a young girl that was 14 years old. Now, he's a teacher. And she was willing to have sex with him if he brought her drugs. He had to drive 40 minutes away. He went and found the drugs, which for a teacher may not be that hard. He went and found the drugs. And then he drove to have sex with that young girl with the drugs on him. And it was a sting operation. And then, I'll tell you about it when we come back from the break. You have to come back to hear how the story ends. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It really is the only way we win. Seriously. And don't be afraid. Mr. Tuck and Mr. Lip aren't working together well. Look, truly, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Seriously, people. It's one way that Mike Liddell allows us or helps us make some money, okay? And if you go over there, you use promo code Joe, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. They got some great stuff over there. Bathrobes, all kinds of things your honey could want. Bathrobes, pillowcases, pillow sheets, the MyPillow 2.0. We have it. We have the sheets. We love it. Always appreciate your involvement. But here's the deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, and, you know, it'll work out well. I'm telling you. it'll work out well for you. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the public school teacher. This is not uncommon, by the way. Okay? It's not the overwhelming majority of teachers, but it's not uncommon. And I love how some of the people on the left, they complain about the police department. They got this little secret club where they won't tell on each other. Well, let me tell you what. To a big degree, teachers aren't any different. They won't turn each other in. Are you telling me that nobody knew that this woman was having sexual relations with some of her students? Are you really going to try to pass that through? Because it ain't true. Anyway, I started telling you about the teacher that I know of. Not friends with, just know of. And the teacher went out of their way to go get drugs because they were looking to have sex with a very young girl. And the girl agreed to have sex in California. And that person bought the drugs, went to meet with that 14-year-old girl, and was caught. It was a sting operation. Now, here's the deal that you don't know about. And when it comes to suspending a teacher's license in most states, not all, I don't think, but in most states, if you're convicted of a felony, if you're convicted of something like this, your license can be pulled. You won't be able to teach. But the way you get around the state requirements or the way you get around this kind of thing is really quite simple. You go to the judge and you say, I have a problem. I obviously have a mental issue. I need help. I need therapy. I need. And what the judge agrees to do at that point, you ready for this? What the judge agrees to do is, I'll give you that help. You know, I'll allow you to go to the help. If you pass the class, if you do everything you're supposed to do, it gets expunged. You no longer will see that on your record. And therefore, you can't be thrown out of school. You can't be stopped from teaching. Because technically, you have a clean record. Think about that. Our most precious assets apparently are not our most precious assets. You've noticed that? We always hear about the kids. The kids this, the kids that, the kids this. Think of all the things we're doing not to help our kids. Not to make them safe. When you think about what we're putting these kids through, right, on a daily basis, according to that the movie, The Sound of Freedom, and not just that movie. If you guys do your research, it's more than just a movie. But when you do when you see The Sound of Freedom, and you find out that the number one consumer of child, yeah, I know, what a way to put it, right, of child sex slavery is the U.S. What the heck has happened to us? Yeah. We're not a Christian Judeo-Christian country anymore. No, seriously. What happened to us? And I don't want to hear that we never were, because it's just not true. Do your homework. Figure it out on your own. I'm not teaching this again on the air. Not wasting my time for you when you don't really even pay attention. Pay attention. Sorry. Anyway. I mean, seriously, this, again, out of control. We don't see it as an issue. Apparently now our kids are well worth sacrificing. And it's getting old. Where are you parents? I don't see you at the school board meetings. I used to. Some of you still come to a degree. But where are all the parents on these things? Why aren't you showing up at every meeting? And don't tell me you have kids to raise at home. I ran the school board while I had kids to raise at home. And other parents do the same thing. It depends on where your heart's really at. Depends on how much you really want to sacrifice. It depends on how much you really want to work. Really. Hunter Biden told Devin Archer that they would get the last laugh after a conviction was thrown out. Now, remember, Hunter Biden knew who Daddy was. He knew the connections he had. He's been had him for a long time. He told his partner back in 2018 text message that they would get the last laugh after Archer said a judge threw out his conviction, according to that text message. Now, Archer appeared before the House Oversight Committee saying a lot came out of it. Well, I guess it depends on what side of the political aisle you're on as to what you heard, what words you heard, what words your ears dropped, which ones they kept, right? He told the lawmakers about President Biden's interactions with Hunter and dozens of Hunter business associates. Does anybody really believe that they only talked about weather? Really? Thank blanking God. First good news in a long time, my friend. I'm so happy for you. I know it's been hard. It's been a living hell, but put it behind you now and take great steps forward. That was what Hunter wrote to him after his initial conviction was thrown out. I mean, can you imagine? Hunter, right? Son of President Biden. He then appears in the text to refer to the Department of Justice as MFers and said that he and Archer will have the last laugh. He said, I swear to God we'll have the last laugh. I know it. I mean it. Anyway, he goes on to say, can I please come see you now that I'm not a felon? That was Archer's text. He said, don't answer that. Just went anywhere. Now, Hunter joked that he liked Archer better as a felon and that he was in Newburyport, Massachusetts for the next week, but he would call him. Very expensive place to be, too. Anyway, it's just amazing how cavalier these guys are about this. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the commercials.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA breaking news update. Americans will only be able to buy LED lights from retailers as a Biden administration ban on incandescent light bulbs starts Tuesday.
The Department of Energy said LED lights provide more light using less energy and last a lot longer than incandescent light bulbs. Any manufacturer who violates the ban may face a maximum penalty of $542 per illegal light bulb. I'm Brian Shook.
Police are investigating rapper Cardi B for battery after she threw a microphone at an audience member who threw a drink on her. It's according to a Las Vegas Metro Police Department statement to the New York Post. Videos from the event show the 30-year-old rapper throwing the mic toward the audience after a person splashes liquid from a cup at her. And TMZ reports Cardi B allegedly told the crowd to cool the singer down with water in the hot weather. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? Get involved. Get engaged. Make sure you have a clue. I mean, seriously. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time you spend, you know, with me on the air, paying attention to what was being said, the emails I get from you during the show. You know, but I'm not going to be, you know, some of you, I'm not going to beat up what everybody else is beating up 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day. Right? You know, seriously. I give it, do the best I can with what I got, but I'm not going to talk about how the Biden mafia family 24/7, all 3 hours. You want that? There's a lot of guys doing that. I don't want to do that. They're out there trying to one-up each other on who can get more information than Hunter Biden. No, thank you. There are so many other things going on out there that we're losing sight of, that we're allowing to distract us, if you would. I mean, seriously. Anyway, talking about some of the text messages going back and forth. Back in 2018, where Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, we're kind of making fun of the DOJ, you know, in a way. Making fun, like, you know, I don't need them, I don't need this, we're going to get by this, we got it covered, that kind of stuff. And, you know, in the 2008 text exchange and thousands of emails exchanged between Hunter and Archer, talking, I mean, thousands, I'm not talking about a couple of hundred, thousands. There are pictures of a dad with his business associates. There is no way on this God's green earth that they didn't go golfing, lunch, dinner, wherever, and not discuss some of the business deals. Whether Joey B remembers it or not, it's a whole other answer. But to sit there and think you're going to sit at dinner the whole time and not talk about some of the adventures you guys are having, whether they be financial or otherwise, what kind of businesses are you involved in? What are you doing and how? It's just a lie. You're lying to yourself. You know? Anyway. And again, some of these emails, I can't... They're small and I have to blow them all up. But some of these emails are very specific as to what their expectations are for money and business and all kinds of other stuff. Now, again, think about something as simple as Hunter and Daddy, who's in the White House, met with the Rosemont Seneca Partners over 80 times. And Archer was there with them. So not only were there 20 phone calls, but there were 80 meetings in the White House. Well, let that sink in for a minute. And yet, no business was discussed. Come on, anybody really believe in this stuff? I gotta ask, anybody? And now what's coming out too today was the Hunter Biden misled the court under oath when the judge asked him a question regarding his status as an attorney. And this is the other thing. How can he still be an attorney? How can he still have his license? He has been convicted of. He has lied. He has admitted to breaking the law. Right? The Daily Mail Monday broke an exclusive report revealing that Joe Biden's near-do-well son deliberately misleading a judge after she asked a question regarding his status as a lawyer. Right? Now, the hearing for Hunter was like a disaster. We all know that, right? When you read the exchange between the two, when you read the transcript, the judge asked him, said, "You're a member of the bar, right?" Hunter said, "Yes, Your Honor, District of Columbia, Connecticut." Let me see, Your Honor, yeah, any. The court said, "Any particular?" He said, "District of Columbia." Columbia. "Thank you. And you speak and understand English." That's the part I like. "When I'm not high, Your Honor." No, I'm just kidding. And the judicial branch spokesman told the Daily Mail that Hunter is currently not in good standing. After failing to pay, this guy is a real piece of work. He's got millions of dollars hanging out. Millions. And he can't pay his $75 annual fee to the bar. Right? Come on, let's just have some fun. He can't pay child support. He was screaming poor mouth. The guy's got $17 million from them, well, that we know of. The Daily Mail also noted that Hunter's lie was first noticed by Connecticut lawyer and columnist Kevin Renee. In an interview with the paper, Renee genuinely gave Hunter the benefit of the doubt on perjury and said he should have known better. "I'm careful about using the word lie because I don't know what was in his head." Isn't that funny? We always attributed a lie to not being the truth. No, seriously. A lie is when you're not telling me that you knowingly don't tell me the truth. How's that? A lawyer who's asked under oath where he is admitted to practice and does not include in his response that he is suspended from practice and one of them has misled the court. He did not give her an answer that most judges would see under these circumstances in good faith. He should have told her the whole thing. "I'm in good standing here, but not over here because I failed to pay my yearly dues or fees or whatever." Just amazing. Anyway, I think he did lie. Either that he was too high to know what she was asking. Just seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. I mean, come on. How far do you allow this craziness to go on? When does somebody actually step in the gate and say, you know, enough is enough. We're done here. We can't keep letting this go on. Kimberly and I were talking during the break tonight. And, I mean, to her point, it's kind of like, why are we even talking about this? Nothing will happen. We'll get nothing out of it. Nothing will, and she's right. she's dead right. The only way this is going to change, and I know some of you are going to hang up on me now. A, Trump has to become president. B, we have to get a solid hold of the Senate and a solid hold of Congress. And that's what the message should be next time around. The message next time around should be, if you want law and order, vote for us. If you want your kids to stop learning crazy stuff at school, vote for us. I mean, it should be the messages that are resonating and not all this other stuff. Right? Mitch McConnell, he needs to go. I mean, the man can't even have the time to remember what he's saying. This is not the first time this has happened. Other people up in D.C. have told me this is not the first time he's had an issue with this. All right? He needs to go. We just need to stop. We take control of all three branches, and I'd be looking at the people of America and say, look, you got nothing to lose. Give us one shot. Right now, you got Chicago. You got 57 people shot, 5 dead. That's not happening in Republican-run cities. We don't have people fleeing Republican-run states in big numbers. What you have is these... I don't know what to call them. One of you who moved has got to explain this to me. Why do you run away from something only to embrace it somewhere else? You run away from California. You go to Florida or Texas because you don't like what's being put on your kids and you. And what do? You vote Democrat. I mean, you must be dense. But you vote Democrat in those places. Don't you understand you're going to change what you move there for? It happens in my community. We have over 300,000 people. People move up here because of how great the schools are and how safe the city is. And it's mostly conservative Republicans that were and are in these seats. And what's the first thing they say? Well, we can't have a Republican in there. That's craziness. Craziness going somewhere to happen. And I always say, you know, it's a sickness. Well, I got proof now. Yeah, wokeness is a mental health crisis. And we're going to prove that when we come back from the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds in your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And I want you to be part of the solution. It's how we get things done, right? Don't you think? Anyway, look, we always hear how crazy the right is. And if you start looking at some of the medical and some of the statistics or what have you, you look at what's going on, and you find out it's really the left that's way off their rocker. Wokeness is now a mental health crisis. That survey concluded that liberals are literally crazier than conservatives. Now, the survey included white liberals, moderates, and conservatives. WIBC reported that the study included men and women who were liberals, moderates, and conservatives. Conservatives are less likely to suffer from mental health and illness than liberals, or so-called woke crowd, if you would. You know, again, it's funny. when you start asking, when you actually sit down, that's why I tell you, you need to pay attention. Because when you actually sit down with the woke mob and ask them simple questions, don't get all stupid, okay? Don't try to catch them. Don't try to have a gotcha moment, because that's not right. But what you want to have is you want to have an open, honest conversation with them. Anyway, young white women are predominantly affected. White women ages 18 to 29 who identified as liberal were given a mental health diagnosis by medical professionals in 56.3% of the cases, 28.4% of the moderates, and 27.3% of conservatives were among those with a diagnosis. All right? That 56% of young white liberals. And I can believe this, right? Twitter group, End Wokeness. A Twitter account, End Wokeness, shared the data that said wokeness is a mental health crisis. Among comments, many argued that there is more to the story, though some were happy to proclaim, I've said it many times, but it bears repeating, white women are the worst. I mean, we joke about them as being Karens, remember? You see, when you see the pictures, what do you see? You see, always see these white women, quote-unquote, Karens, that are yelling at black men or black cops that they're part of the problem, that they bought in, that they're racist or Uncle Toms. Who are these people? Are they that smart? Do they really perceive themselves as being that much above it all, that they have all the answers? They're smarter than the... I mean, I know some of these women. I'm not friends with them, but I know them. I hear them speak, give speeches, make comments, and you go, oh my God, what planet do you come from? Right? Now, one Twitter user replied, this might actually be a representation of how Big Pharma pushes the healthcare industry to sell their products. Right? I mean, liberals really, they say they trust science more. People on the left tend to trust. So, in other words, this is a perfect one, too. Pills for kids are a gold mine for the pharmaceutical companies. When they give your kids an ADHD diagnosis, I mean, those pills are crazy, crazy expensive. Right? And they jump in, and ADHD is, when you talk to some of the child psychiatrists, they all say the same thing. It's way overprescribed. It's way overdiagnosed. But the left doesn't question it. Most of the left women who take their kids in and they're diagnosed with these things jump all over and go, okay, well, you know, the doctor said it is, it must be that way. Conservatives will stop and go, no, wait a minute, stop. So the kid's a little out of, you tell me it has nothing to do with diet, nothing to do with lifestyle, nothing to do with anything else. I mean, I'm amazed at this. You know, in one generation, we've gone from kids that pretty much were almost, and don't tell me you went undiagnosed, because it's not true. Some of the doctors I talk to talk about not just the diagnosis of discipline, diet, routine. Some of you parents have decided the kids can decide to go to bed whenever they want to, watch what they want to, eat what they want to. You don't want to stifle their growth. Well, you are stifling their growth, and you're hurting their mental health. Right? I mean, young women, it seems like young liberal women seem claiming a mental health condition as a justification for their emotionalism or failure or problems that they can't deal with. Whenever they can't deal with a problem, when they can't control their child, it has to be a medical condition. It can't possibly be their failure, can it? We've raised a generation of kids that won't take responsibility. Remember, I keep telling you, they're the party of non-responsibility. Right? Now, maybe it's a woke person. The environmental created by our forefathers created a mental health crisis, which allowed new avenues to be opened. Right? Why is critical race theory considered woke? Oh, because it makes whites feel terrible. No, actually, not true. It's woke because it's a lie. It's woke because it falls in line with the cancel culture. It's not based on any kind of truth whatsoever. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not true. Because there's always a bit of truth and a lie. But when you have black black historians and scholars saying, no, no, it's not true. Right? It's just not true. Several people said that's because conservatives don't go to doctors. Well, it's not true either. Another one said this is likely more attributed to the more acceptable of mental health and psychology, and therefore more mental health seeking behaviors by liberals compared to conservatives. It also doesn't say what the condition if they were actually diagnosed with. Right. Uh-huh. The reality behind it is we don't look to the doctor for every answer. Many conservatives are religious people. They believe in God. They look to God for their healing. There's nothing wrong with that. Tammy and I have seen that work over and over and over in our lives. Do we discount doctors? No. See, here's the difference. We don't see the doctor at the top of the rung for our health. We see God at the top of our rung for our health, right? We also believe that God gave the wisdom, gave the knowledge to these doctors to be able to do the right thing. We have some pretty good darn doctors, all right? And if you think about it, the majority of pharmaceuticals come from where? Where was the original idea? Where was the original fix? There were natural fixes over the years, organic fixes, homeopathic fixes, that they turned into chemicals. Why is it that they make a vitamin D pill when all I have to do is go outside in the sun for a very short period of time every day? Not that they shouldn't make a vitamin D pill if you're stuck in Alaska. I don't know. But my point is, these things that we need, these natural things that the body can take care of on its own, when you start giving it something else, I mean, I've read all kinds of studies around blood pressure medication. I've read all kinds of studies about thyroid medications. Your body can handle this stuff if you put it in the right situation. They told you for years you could not deal with diabetes on diet alone, and I know so many people that have gotten off their diabetes medication. How? By changing their diet. Doing very little exercise. Look at me, I'm not an exercise freak. But it doesn't take much exercise to make something happen. It wouldn't take much exercise to get that blood pressure down. A little walk here, a little walk there. Right? And they're right. I don't go to the doctor for every little thing. I stop and I think and I look and I pay attention. And I go, really? Okay, so do I really need to go to the doctor for this pain in my hand or whatever it is or I don't know, whatever. You think some of these things through. Right? You look at what you've been eating over the last week. What's changed in your diet? What's changed in getting up and going to bed? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating the right foods? We make those minor changes on our own. And then if it doesn't work, you go see a doctor. We use the God-given ability to think. We allow the body that was created, the way it was created, to be able to handle these things, to be able to fix itself, to be able to heal itself. We more tend to allow it to do that. When I was a single dad for a while, and I would talk to the doctor about the kid, I loved this guy. He was great. And I would say to him, when kids get a fever, when this happens, when that happens, he would just say to me point blank, look, first of all, don't necessarily try to get their fever down. Fever is a sign that they have an infection. The body has raised its temperature, kicks in the white corpuscles to take care of the infection. Why would you want to bring that down? Let the body do its job. Loved him. I loved him. He would explain to you. Now, if it gets too high or it gets to this, take the kid, throw him in a cold tub of water to cool him down. I mean, there was common sense there, too. But he believed in allowing the body to work the way it needed to work. And I thought that was great. That's what gave me confidence in him. Anyway, God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. I really appreciate you tuning in. I really appreciate you paying attention. Tell your friends and loved ones about the show. It's really simple to find us, right? JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll catch you tomorrow.